Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift. We're just starting a few minutes early here, so I'll just talk about the light shift. So the light shift comes here once every 2,000 years, and it's here to facilitate the ascension process. The light shift created all beings, all creations in the light. And it never has created darkness, and it never has had the intention of having anyone suffer or go through a forced reincarnation process. Remember, it only creates light. And the light only works with love energy, works with heart-centered energies, and not with the mind. And also the light has to, because of the darkness energy, which is a different vibratory rate, it has to come through every 2,000 years and to cleanse, like do a cleansing process for everything that it created to get rid of this darkness energy. So the darkness is, in a sense, alive and well. And unfortunately, it wants to take over the light. And that's just the way it is. It's I can't say how or why. People ask me sometimes, they say, well, isn't the light stronger than the darkness? I go, well, when it can finally work with it and get the formula for what it has to do to eliminate the darkness, that's correct. It is stronger. So, but it always is playing catch-up to the darkness because, remember, it only works in the now, and the darkness works in the future and also in the now. And so it can plan things out, and then the light has to always figure out a way to overcome the darkness. That's just the way it is. That's why I basically say all the time that if you're working in the mind energy, I'm not necessarily saying 100% of the mind energy is definitely bad. I'm just telling you that the mind always works in the future. And it can work in the now. And when it works in the now, then it connects with your spirit. And in the now, then your mind and your spirit can work together to do manifestations. But if you're tied into the mind matrix where you're working in the future, or even in the past, at that point, your energy is diluted. And so this matrix energy was brought here to keep people diluted from their spiritual truth. And it also presents us with mind control. And that's the very unfortunate thing that we have to deal with here. Because if you notice, in your life that you probably have not really had, a clear thought for quite a while. Or you plan to do something, and somehow you get sidetracked. And it could have been, a very important date for your time, and you just somehow forgot it, which is not your fault because you remember it afterwards. And so this is kind of the way the darkness works. And the mind matrix will lead us into our topic tonight about parallel life. So that was created again. We'll probably talk about it over again by the darkness. To have your poor spirit kind of run crazy, get exhausted, going into all these lifetimes that it thinks that it has to do because these lifetimes look like and appear to be a conscious life created by the earth energy, and it thinks that it has to go into these lifetimes. And so here you are in your current bodies, and it has to go into other bodies and other dimensions, other frequencies, or even parallel lives, we'll just call that another dimension, which may look like the one we're in now. And it's they're living in these artificially created bodies that, in a sense, could be cloned off of our body. And they do exist, but they're like artificial intelligence. And then your spirit goes into them and does its lifetime with those. So it's kind of confusing. And, where you are now is where you are. We had somebody on the fast chat. I think the name was Jack last time, and I didn't quite understand what he was talking about, but I saw that word reptilians come up. And so maybe he was inferring that our body is made of darkness from the reptilians through their creation. So in a sense, if that is the case, yes, what we have now is what we have, we could have been re-engineered by another extraterrestrial race, which really makes no difference, It's like what I tell people, who you were in a past life, in this lifetime right now, is meaningless because you're expressing this lifetime now. What your past is it doesn't mean anything to you as far as who you were, what your body was, or anything else, because you're dealing with this lifetime right now. And unfortunately, on the same note, your body is like a walking judgment factory of all of your past ancestors' belief systems, and it's your body in this lifetime, much like all the rest, are trying to clear itself out of these densities so it can do the ascension process. So I hope that kind of maybe helped. If I don't know if Jack's online or not, but that's what I think he was talking about, but I just wasn't quite sure too much. So anyway, what we have now is what we have, and we're just trying to regain our spiritual integrity. And some people think that, you know, you have to have darkness as a reflection for the light and vice versa. No, it's not. That is not what the light created. It didn't create anything to have a reflection in darkness. The reflection would be in the light as to how each individual, say, spirit consciousness is able to express and mirror back to itself more light. It's not that you have to have an absence of light to see the mirror. That's not the case. And that's some of the dark side teachings, too, is that, you know, the reincarnation process here is because you're a bad person in the last lifetime or maybe the last couple hundred lifetimes, and you stepped on too many ants or you hurt somebody, and now you're back to make amends, and these people are with you now in this lifetime, so now this is why you're suffering. No, that's not what the light created. The darkness created that process. And if you buy into it, yes, it is, you know, would be correct for you. Remember, it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the light only creates light, and that's all that there is light. They never created any darkness energies. So I guess I'll just turn it over to you quickly, Sylvia, then I'll do some clearing. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everyone. We got on a few minutes early, and we've been talking about the creation light ship and started to discuss the subject of parallel lives a little bit, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And also, Ron will be doing some wonderful parallel lives healings with everyone. So sit back and relax and get ready to have that adventure with us. So I think that it would be great to get us started with the little chakra alignment and kind of get everyone centered in their heart. So I'll turn that over to you for that, Ron.
Okay. So what we tell everybody on the show at some point normally is to always have your spirit in your heart connect with you. And really it's you connecting with it because it's always there. You just have to find it. And all the energies that you bring into yourself, whether it's with me or some other practitioner, you always want your spirit to be at that doorway of your heart to bring it into that first. Don't have your mind do it. Have your spirit connect to the energy to see if it's safe for you. And like I mentioned on other shows, there's a lot of practitioners that are in the darkness. They don't know it, but they're connected on some other level of consciousness. And so you always want to kind of be careful on what you do because you don't want to have your soul stolen. This is soul stolen. Yeah, this is a very common process here that's happening now, is that there's a lot of practitioners that are connected to another agenda, which they may not even know about themselves, and it can cause you physical harm. Remember, we're at the time of ascension, and the darkness does not want you to ascend. Remember, you're basically their food through emotional energy, so they're attempting to regain more territory of people. So this is why you always want to check with your spirit first, and that's true of bringing in Jesus or Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, you know, whatever you bring in your practices, always go to your heart first and have your spirit direct the energy to you. The light frequencies only work in the light, and they only work with the heart center. So this is, if you remember anything on this show tonight, remember that. And this show is about for you to get more connected with your spirit in your body. This is to help you with the ascension process. So we'll just start off here. So we're going to do a chakra alignment. The light ship does this for you. Nothing for you to do. You just sit back and relax and feel the energies. So here we go. I'm going to go to your heart chakra. We always go to the heart chakra first. This is where your spirit resides, and you want to get that, in a sense, jump-started first so it can help you. and your energetic bodies work with the chakra system, and that gives them life force energy. So here we go. Heart chakra, so I'm going to move this around a little bit here. There we go. Going up now to your fifth chakra, your throat, moving that around here. Good. And now going to your third eye. Wonderful. Going back down to your power chakra. Great. Second chakra. Wonderful. And first chakra. Good. Well, this is a really in tune group tonight. Not much work at all. So here we go. You open your chakras up, you'll go body width. Like I say before, most of the time, the chakras are probably a couple inches, maybe at the most 4 inches in diameter. So we'll go body width for you, so you're going to have an extra surge of energy, which will help you do healing. So here we go. Heart chakra, I use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. And going up to your throat, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down below the heart, power chakra, your solar plexus. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, now we'll do our, I guess, our normal entity clearing. Remember, entities typically are emotional bodies of people who passed on. You can use the word ghost if you wish, and they attach to us because they have no physical body to go into, so they look around for a host. And naturally, if you're not in your body and there's an opening, they'll step in. They'll just not even ring the doorbell. They'll open the door and come into you. And it's not bad. Sometimes, in fact, I'll just go a little further with this here. I use this example a lot here. Let's say you're going to school, you're going to college, and you're taking maybe a chemistry test, and that's really not your forte, and you want to get a B on the test or more or better, and you're basically a C student. So you say, oh, God, I need to pass this chemistry test. Can you please help me? So all the entities around will come in the name of God, because that's naturally you're calling upon something, and they may even think that they're God. Who knows? But they'll come to you because you're asking for assistance, okay? And so maybe you might have a chemistry, maybe a college professor who passed on maybe a year or two earlier, and he comes to you and he goes, oh, man, I really want to express myself, and I know I have a chance to, because naturally you called upon him. So he comes into your body now, and you take your chemistry test, and man, lo and behold, man, you're writing all these answers out. You know where the information came from. You think it's divine guidance coming to you. And you're excited, and you get an A on the test. And you get blown away, and you go, wow, this is fantastic. Well, then did you ask him to leave you? No. So he's still with you. And now maybe he has addictions. Maybe he likes to maybe go out in the ocean and do, you know, ocean fishing, but you happen to live in Nevada. So all of a sudden, your friends see you and say, man, I'm going to go over to the California coast and go ocean fishing, you know, deep sea fishing. And your friends look at you, man, this guy never went fishing in his life, you know. Or maybe the guy likes to smoke cigars and pipes, and maybe you're a woman. And all of a sudden you go, man, I'm going to go out and have a smoke tonight with a cigar. So anyway, this is what happens. So that they can bring to you your life experience that they want to express. And since you have a body, they'll want to express through you. Anyway. So the main thing is to release them. So we're going to have these entities leave you now, and your spirit is going to help the light ship release your entities. And we can have definitely more than one, and we just want to keep releasing the energy. So the light ship's going to help your spirit do this here. And like the Christian religions, maybe other ones too, but they do exorcisms for really bad ones. I've seen some of the Pentecostals actually come out and they lay hands on people and they're casting out the energies out of them, and maybe other churches do it too, and all that is very good. So there are, you know, things happening out there on the same lines, but mainly you want to get them out of yourself because you're responsible for your body. So here we go. We're releasing them now. Your spirit is doing this here. Here we go. Perfect. You're going to bring more of you back into your body now. So So naturally, your spirit left you because it was too hard to be here. It's like been here, done that. Remember, it's only in the moment. So let's say that you have an ache in your right shoulder for 10 minutes, and it's really, really painful. Maybe you're crying, okay? Maybe somebody hits you with a baseball bat or something, and it's just awful. Well, each moment in time, your spirit looks out of your eyes and goes, oh, my God, it's too much pain. I'm leaving. And it's out of there. Then another part of you kind of pops up and looks out of your eyes and goes, oh, no, that's too much for me, too. So you can go through a lot of your spirit energy just through this pain. And then when the pain kind of subdues, then at that point, you know, you're going to be coming up kind of like toast in a toaster, and all of a sudden you're going to stay there, okay? But what happened to the parts of you that left during this pain and trauma, okay? You probably haven't called them back to you and had them healed. So this is what you need to do, too. This is what we're doing right now. So I'm trying to give you an explanation here of a way to look at this situation and how to help yourself here. So your spirit naturally is doing this for you, too. So it's going out looking for the other parts of you and healing them, too. So I'm going to bring them back to you now. A group of them, we'll just call it that. And your spirit will come into you, into your body, any way it can, normally through the heart or and the crown chakra. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Do some more entity clearing here. It's working very well. This is a nice group tonight. You're all pretty much cleared out, looks like. And more of you is coming in. And this is an automatic process here. You're being cleansed before you come in. And we don't want to bring a wounded spirit back to you. And it probably will not want to come in anyway because it's been there, done that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, you all feel pretty good. So we're going to do now the mind to the heart drop. This is where you want to bring in your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self. There's many names for it. But this is your thought patterning, in a sense. Your thinking going into your heart so you can get your guidance here. Remember, you do have a voice that talks to you, which could be your ego, but it should be your spirit, okay? And so the ego part of you actually needs to surrender to your spirit, because the spirit is kind of meek. It is very powerful, but it still needs to release itself to this divine energy. So we're going to drop yourself down. Think of your forehead, your awakening consciousness, on the 10th floor. And you're going to take an elevator down. And as I count down from 10 to 1, just kind of visualize, if you like, the energy's dropping into your heart, the first floor. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, if you're new on the show, just kind of scroll down or get on Creation Light Shift Healing, and then scroll down underneath the blinking flower. You're going to see this beautiful light beam. We're going to energize her for tonight here, and she'll bring in her own energy into this photograph here. Here we go. Wonderful. She's coming in, and look at her eyes, if you would. You might want to blink your eyes every 5 or 10 seconds, and she will change. And she's energizing the light rays around her head, and your face would become a little more three-dimensional looking. Wonderful. Beautiful. She has a lot of presence tonight here. And remember, the light only connects with your heart center. There we go. Beautiful. Okay. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, if you've just come on, we're talking about parallel lives tonight. And so we'll get right into that subject, and then we'll do some clearings with that. So We've talked a little bit about parallel lives on the show before, if you've been following it in the last few weeks. But in case we have any listeners that haven't been familiar with this subject at all yet, Ron, can you tell us what a parallel life is?
Well, basically, it's a life that your spirit is inside of, another body. And these bodies, remember, you're not supposed to be in more than one life form at one time. You're not created to do this. Your twin flame, the other half of you, would be in one other life. So, hypothetically, you could be having two lifetimes at once in this process. But a parallel life is actually when the dark side creates a physical body. They can fabricate one. Remember, the dark can mimic the light 99.999%. And this is why we have so much trouble here from all the different false teachings and kind of the way, you know, the spiritual teachings are here and the myths or disinformation that people have on spirituality. It all basically sounds pretty good until you start looking at it closer. And if you don't look at it closer, it may sound like that, you know, this is it, you know. But you want to look at everything, you know, and look at it very closely before you jump and believe in something. So the parallel lives allows your spirit to go into other life forms, much like yourself. They can create another earth just like ours, and then your spirit can go to that, thinking that it's supposed to be in this other body. Remember that the body itself that we have was created in the light at some point. And like I said earlier, even though we could have been devolving, we'll say, as far as the physical life form of our body. There are other bodies out there that may be more conscious and look humanoid, but whatever we have now is what we're dealing with. There are talks of, like, the Illuminati, et cetera, taking our bodies and taking away some of the DNA strands, et cetera. Well, that doesn't really, you know, go into my belief system too much. It could be very valid. But all I'm here to do is to help people with what they have right now, because, like I said earlier, you know, who you've been in the past or anything else is meaningless, because right now what you have and what you're working with right now, this moment, is your body. It doesn't matter if you lost half your DNA strands or not. This is what you have. This is the cards that you're dealt right now. So anyway, what happens is you typically have, for most people, I would guess, probably at least 200 and more past lives. Parallel lives. And these parallel lives are created by the darkness to sidestep your spirit so that it takes away your spirit energy from this lifetime. And from that, you can get, like, situations like maybe deja vu. And you can also have situations to where your spirit can come in wounded from another lifetime, another parallel life happening right now. That's a fabrication, and come into you and give you an illness or cause problems with your body. So what we're going to do on this show tonight is, and we did this before, people had a lot of comments on it, is to work with your body on a few of these lifetimes. We'll just do five of them with different topic headings here to help you do some healing work. And it's just maybe just a small grain of sand to what would really happen if we had a session together, but it'll at least show you what can happen. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Do you want to add anything?
Yeah, well, I'd like to talk a little bit about, one aspect of the parallel lives is, where are they? I think when people first hear them, we often think that they may be happening just right here in this same, you know, earth that we're on. But that's not necessarily the case, is it? Isn't there like other dimensional kind of, or maybe even fabricated earth that mimics this earth that are created by the dark side to have this other reality going on?
Yes, that's the hardest thing when I do healings with people and the light ship tries to find parts of people. Just give you an example. I worked with one lady, and this is probably pretty common. I'll be doing like an emotional yurka healing with somebody, and I'll go, man, we did this emotional healing, but it's not completed. It may be age 10. So I'll look at it, and I'll say, you know, you have some chakras that really are disconnected completely, or they're not even in your body at age of 10. Maybe they're in at 9 and maybe at 11, but 10, it's missing. So when it's missing, it means that you can never heal because you're missing part of your energetic system. Remember, all energies are with you at one time. And so what I'll have to do then is go out and actually look for that chakra energy, which means that the dark side took it someplace, and they can put it in between dimensions. They can create a dimension and put it into. It's just very complex. And, you know, it may sound simple when I do these healings here real time, and you're sitting back listening, and, you know, you go, well, Ron just did this emotional healing. It took him 1 minute to do, you know, and I feel a little better. But believe me, there's a lot of work behind the lines here, behind the scene, with these light beings doing this work. They're very dedicated to helping us. And, you know, a minute could be like, you know, 20 hours on their time just doing the work. So it's not as simple as it sounds, even though, you know, they're very quick and fast and precise at what they do. So the dark side does do things like this. And it's very unfortunate, you know, as far as the light's viewing it, of what they're doing to their creation. See, the light is losing, if you would, their creation to the darkness. This is why they come every 2,000 years. So the darkness has a stronghold on it, and it's suffocating the light. And this is why the earth is the way it is right now. So they come through every 2,000 years and do the shift so we can get back into wholeness. Remember, it didn't happen 2,000 years ago. The earth decided to take another stint at the same process here, the same consciousness, because it didn't want to terminate all the humans here because it would be leaving. Remember, your body resonates to earth energy. And if the spirit of the earth were to leave and a new one were to come in, it would not have the same frequency, and all the life on this planet would no longer be here unless they got reattached somehow, and I don't know how they would do that to all the life forms, okay? Normally, the process would be that spirit that would take over the earth plane here would then infuse itself into everything that it wanted to bring to the earth, and then it would start over again. So back to you, Sylvia. Did that answer the question?
Yeah, that's great. So before we go into the healings, let's take up a few of the questions on the fast chat.
Okay.
So we have one question that is Reiki darkness?
I would not say that, no. What I would say, though, I have never seen, you know, a Reiki practitioner myself doing anything bad to anybody. But still, you always want to connect with your heart center to ask your spirit that question. I get a lot of people asking me type things like that, and they'll always ask your spirit first. So, you know, I would imagine it could be possible that somebody could, or the dark side could mimic the Reiki energy. That is definitely a possibility. And, you know, I don't want to go much further than this here because that would make me look like I'm trying to knock Reiki, and I'm not doing that at all. This is why I'm always telling you, go within and ask your spirit because your spirit knows, okay? So it'd be like having, a bunch of practitioners doing Reiki. Maybe there's 20 of them, and you have to discern which is the best one for you. So how do you do that? If you use the mind matrix in your head and ask your head, it may not give you the right information. Because maybe a practitioner doing some type of healing work could be tapped into the dark side and trying to use the light frequency of Reiki, and along with that, giving you some bad scoobies along the way. So you know you want to check out everything. So remember, the darkness can ride upon the light energy, so you want to be careful with that. So always ask your spirit. So. I would say no, it is not of darkness. It just depends how, and this is true of everything, how the practitioner brings it through, much like a spiritual reading. You go to a reader, and you could go to a couple of readers, and are they reading you through their heart center, through their spirit-to-spirit connection, or are they reading it through their veils, through their own colored sunglasses, and projecting onto you something that may not be completely correct. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so then we have a question of The creation light ship is not part of the matrix or in the space-time continuum as we know it?
It is not part of the matrix, no. The matrix is normally of the mind, although the creation light ship created everything in the light, and everything is made up of light frequency. And the light ship is out of time, although when you go to the light ship, it is in time because we're in time ourselves. So in order to be physical, you must be in time. And the light ship works multidimensionally through everything. And it contains the blueprints of everything created in the light, including your spirit and also your physical body. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, and another question. Who is the dark that can create these other bodies? Is it ET races or some energy?
I would use the term ET as far as outside of this planet. And then, yes, it would be outside of this planet. Is it creative beings without a soul? Yes. Okay. And so the beings that have souls in them would be created by the light. I use the word spirit, but, you can use the word soul if you wish. Okay. And so these are beings that were not created by the light, and they do not respond and obey spiritual law of the light. And the basic law of spiritual light is one thing of non-interference, and the other thing is that you're a creative being to express in the language of light. And so all your creations are done in the light as you look upon the universe and the intelligence of the heart, okay, to create your creations. And the dark side, because it doesn't belong to this system of energy, is choosing to come into this frequency of light, and it wants to take it over, so to speak. Maybe it's jealous of the light. I don't know. So is it ET races that are soulless beings? Yes. Okay. And remember, there's different types of people. So I'll just go into this here. There are people that have only a spirit, a soul in it from the light. That's one type. The second type are the ones that have a spirit of the light in them. And also on the background, on the far, maybe backside of the person, in a sense, in their energetic field, they may have some type of entity that is reptilian or something else that we would call the darkness. That's what I call shapeshifters, okay? And sometimes people can see people's eyes actually change. They get, like a reptilian type of eye where they have a slit in it, And you might see a different type of life form around the person looking at you. You might see a tail on them. You might see extra or a different type of hands on them. And normally if you see this, it may only last for maybe a 20th of a second or something. It's real quick, as that energy form kind of gets mixed up into our reality here. So there are people like that, that they walk in both areas of consciousness, okay? And then you have the other beings that are here, number three, that are kind of like an android. They're a soulless being with nothing inside of them, but they look human. That's number three. Number four is you do have extraterrestrials that look like us. Remember, we are basically all here from some type of extraterrestrial race, and we may have that type of being here that actually, in a sense, was created by someone, or maybe even them, and they're here also walking around with an extraterrestrial spirit in it, and it still could have a spirit from the light, but it may be just a more intelligent life form, consciousness in a body. And they may look just like us, okay? And so that's basically the ones that are here. And so I hope that kind of answered your question. I got off a little bit there, but I may get some clarity to things. So, and then, you do have the fabricated ones that also are from the darkness that look like humans too. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, I'm going to take up one more question before we start off with the healings. And then if we have time, then we'll get into some of the rest. after a little bit. So this question is, do all parallel lives stop every 2,000 years?
Okay. Yes, if that's the case, yes. If the planet or wherever you are decides to shift, yes, that is the case. They would have to stop because there's no more life force energy. Remember, the reason why the universal shift is happening every 2,000 years is because the life has to collect, kind of like a mother chicken, collect all of its little chicks. And then everything then is turned off at that point. And the darkness, since it needs a life form to attach to, it cannot attach to your physical body if you're not here, if you're not even created. And then at that point, the bodies are recreated if there's a spirit that's going to be attached to them, and then things move on. So I hope that kind of answered that question. So, yes, those lives would stop because there's no more life force. Your spirit will be out of those lives, okay? They could still go on if they're a fabrication and a clone created by the darkness. So the darkness could still have, you know, those lives running. But your spirit will be taken away from those during this time. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, let's get started with our parallel lives work then.
Okay. Let's see. I have one question I want to just answer here from Ed here. Heard a voice in my heart. How do I know? Is that my mind projecting into my chest? Okay. Normally, when you're in your heart center, if you say a few words, you're going to actually feel like your heart has ears on it and that your mouth is attached to your heart too. And so you are going to feel like you're kind of like your head, in a sense, your consciousness, your thoughts are in your chest cavity, in your heart. So that's how you know if you're getting the right information, okay? If you pop into your head, you're going to realize that your head only senses energies, you know, above the neck. If you feel anything below the neck and it feels like you're resonating there, then yes, then you are in your heart. Okay, so I hope that answered your question, Ed. So here we go. We're going to do the first clearing for parallel lives. Remember, you could have, you know, a couple hundred of them and more than likely more. So we're going to just do five of these here. So we're going to work with people who have, we'll first start with skin conditions, okay? And this is up to you, whatever you have. This is up to you to input the information here. So just think maybe for the next 15 seconds or so of what type of skin condition you might have. And we're going to use that as the main topic for you personally, okay? And now we're going to go to five parallel lives. And we're going to release your spirit out of these parallel lives that your spirit is living that has a skin condition. So here we go. First life, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, next parallel life, number two. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number three. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number four. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And number five. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, next we'll go to energies that you could have maybe a problem with your feet, maybe sore feet, you know, whatever, you know, maybe bunions or athlete's feet or anything that you might have dealing with your feet. And this, again, will be the same process. So just think of something that you may have with your feet. Could be a bunion. So here we go. Remember, this is created in another lifetime that your spirit brought into you, in a sense, and you're dealing with it, okay? So here we go. We want to get your spirit so that it's in wholeness to help you heal. So here we go. First life, parallel life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and fifth. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, next we're going to go to people with knee problems. So if you have anything in this lifetime with knees, we're going to bring your spirit back to you. Remember, when your spirit comes in wounded from these lifetimes, it's very hard to heal because it comes in wounded. And it brings in that life force energy that's not in wholeness. So this is why we're doing this clearing. So first year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, parallel lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, third. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, fourth. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, five. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, now we're going to go to people's hips, okay, hip joints, okay? Same process. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, second. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, third. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, fourth. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, fifth. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to pick an area, maybe stomach ulcers or stomach problems, digestive system. So here we go, same process. Remember, you're living in this lifetime where these problems are, and your spirit brings it back to you, and that can manifest physically in you because your spirit is wounded, and it's only going to bring to you what it can do energy-wise, and it will recreate in you because your spirit mimics you. And so now it's mimicking these other lifetimes through you in this lifetime. So here we go. First year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I mean life. Fifth life, parallel life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we're going to go up to your neck. People have neck problems, same thing. First, parallel life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fifth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, and that just kind of, I kind of got the flash of, you know, this could happen to women who can't get pregnant. Maybe they can't get pregnant or they have miscarriages in other lifetimes and it's brought over in this lifetime. And with a psychic reading, it could look like a lifetime that you've experienced from the past, but it could be a parallel one right now that you're dealing with. And maybe this is why possibly you have miscarriages or can't get pregnant. So that just, I'm just throwing that out to you to get a better understanding. We're going to do one more here. We're going to do it with people's eyes. So here we go. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Second, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fifth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll also do the ears here. Here we go. First, parallel life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fifth, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. So if you're wondering what's happening to these lifetimes as we're releasing you from it, the body that you are in was not made of the light. So now it's the dark's responsibility to deal with it because you're out of it. Okay, Sylvia, what next?
All right, well, how about can we bring in the grace energy from the creation light ship through the insignia to kind of, you know, put some wonderful energy here?
Yeah, sounds good. So here we go. Like to scroll down further on your screen, or you can click on underneath the BBS Fast Chat. And I'm going to the Creation Lightship Healing location, where it's already larger. You could also go just above it to a little small little box there and click on it. But I have it here. It'll say Lightship Insignia. And we're going to bring in the energy of grace here. And this will also help you with some healing work, you know, put some music on. And during this process, you might want to watch the insignia. And when the music is on, just kind of take a mental note, check your body, and just see how you feel about these healings here. See if you have any relief and maybe even a healing that you've received here by getting yourself more into wholeness. So the light ship insignia now is being activated by this beautiful love energy from the light ship, and the grace energy is here. So here we go. And again, just sit back and relax for a couple of minutes here and enjoy this healing. Thank you. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. We have some more questions on the fast chat. We have a question which is, what is dreaming? Is it parallel lives or is that healing time?
Boy, I could not answer that one. I'm sorry. Sometimes the darkness comes in and allows you to go through dreams. I've heard other people mention that their dreams are beneficial because they do have information coming to them about it, about their life possibly. All I can tell you, getting back to the basic teachings, is that you want to be in the moment. And so if you're in the moment, I would think the dreams would probably be coming from the matrix because it's not in the moment. Unless it's from the past, and then you're dealing with the past, attempting to clear yourself out from past energies. So, I really can't answer that. You know, my only thing would be to say to go, you know, go within and ask your spirit. This is what I, you know, always tell people to do, to find out what it really is and how it relates to you and what's even good for you. Some people don't even have dreams at all. Other people can have dreams in colors. So I don't know. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a question about what about cord. Now, I'm not sure if they're asking what about cordings. Maybe they're asking if that's the same or, you know, related to parallel lives. I'm not sure. So I don't know if you want to say anything.
So I would say that you could very possibly cord into a parallel life, okay, where you're having two lives at one time on this planetary energy or one that looks like ours, and that could give you, you know, information of what you're doing in some other life. That could be true. You might be able to superimpose one life upon another. That would probably drive some people crazy, I would think, you know, in a sense. But so I would guess that's probably what you're talking about, is having this energy of that lifetime come into this lifetime and affect you. So, yes, it definitely does. That's why we did this clearing here, because you don't want to have your spirit scattered throughout time. Remember, you could be an old person, too. Maybe you could be 30 years older than what you are now. Maybe it could be a person who's maybe 95 in a hospital or something with, you know, maybe lung cancer or breathing disorder or something, or a bad heart, and that could affect you too as your spirit comes in and out of you continuously. You could be experiencing those same, say, symptoms or conditions of someone else that you're not even associated with. So, yes, I would say courting could be associated too in those areas. The more you start looking at these things, in a sense, the more you wish you didn't know. But as you do understand it more and you have the knowledge, then at that point you're able to deal with it more. And you can have a greater understanding about how your life is actually being controlled here. That's, to me, in a positive sense, because the knowledge and going to your heart, talking to your spirit, will set you free of what you should not be involved in. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so the next question is, what about the healing work in the higher dimensional temples? Is this in the light? And then they give an example of the Isis temple.
Okay. That's a hard one to answer again, too. I'd still say go to your heart center. Remember, there's energies that are out there that may not be 100% in the light, even though these beings may have been here, you know, from the past. And so, you know, and are they legends? There's people that have a lot of folklore on different situations. So is what I'm hearing stated is, can I go into some energy that was from the past that maybe was sacred or people worshipped, we'll say, in the past, and is that okay for me to do in this lifetime? Okay, so my answer to that question would be, well, that is typically old energy, and you're in a new vibration now here. Remember, you're on a universal energy flow, and this is why everything is changing. And so going into an older energy from the past, an Egyptian energy, we'll say, or anything that is older than what, you know, maybe older than 50 years or so, it's going to be an energy that you may not want to be involved with, only because it's not in alignment with what's happening right now. Now, again, what I tell people is to go inside and to check. But if that other energy, whatever it would be, and I'm not saying that this is a bad energy, okay, but whatever the energy would be, was it 100% in the light? And, you know, the only way to know is to go to your heart center. And remember, the darkness would like everybody to go into anything outside of themselves. So anything outside of yourself, I would recommend not doing, only because your spirit is your truly your only divine connection. The other energies that are out there are not going to give you everything that's in wholeness like your spirit would. And your spirit isn't 100% light. So this is why you want to go to your spirit and really not search too far outside of yourself. This is the teachings of Jesus to go within. That's where your kingdom is. That's the teachings of the light ship. Don't worship. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't pray to things outside of yourself to give cords to them, because you're going to get entangled up with something that you may not know what's on the other end of that line, you see. So you want to be very careful. And now a lot of the teachings that are brought forth now are teachings that are not in 100% light. And this is why you want to be very, very careful and always go within to get your answers. Do that drop from your head down to your heart. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Next question is, who created the darkness and where did the dark come from? We're just throwing all the big questions at you tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how even the light got created, okay? It just is. And so being just is, it's there. And I do a lot of healing with, in fact, we'll do it right now. I think we can go over just for a little bit here. This will be a very, very special healing. Remember I mentioned before about some physical bodies are actually being shared by other beings that may not have a spirit, a soul in them. And so this might be you, you know, or it could be a friend of yours, or it could even be hanging around you, okay? And so if it's hanging around you because it's probably listening to this show, just like you are, it may want to have a healing. And so what we're going to do now is allow the energies that are from, in a sense, the darkness, not that the dark is necessarily 100% bad and evil, it's just that it does not have a soul. And there are beings that are from the darkness that would love to get into the light, okay? Remember, at the time of the universal shift, everything in the light has a consciousness as much as the dark has one, okay? And so the dark consciousness would also like to come into the light. So during the universal shift, everything has a choice to come into the light if it chooses to. So if there's anything around you that would like to come into the light, this is their chance right now. So I'm going to do a healing now with the light ship, and we'll bring the energy in from this beautiful light ship insignia. And whatever's around you, whatever you want to call it, if it's in your room and it wishes to come into the light to have a spirit, have a soul put into it, I use the soul just for your terminology. I always use the word spirit. It can now have that at this time. So we're going to count to 10, and at that time it has a chance to come into the light and to be reborn of the light energy here. And then it must obey spiritual law because it is the reason why it comes into the light, so it can experience the light universe. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just put some music on here, and the light ship will be working just to bring these energies into the light now. So just sit back and relax. You may feel energies in your room leaving through this insignia right now. turn it back over to you.
Oh, boy. Okay, so we are at the end of our hour. I don't know if you want to go over just a few more minutes, Ron, or if you are...
Yeah, we could go over a few minutes, yes, because that was a pretty heavy-duty healing there. So you can take it over from here a little bit, Sylvia.
Okay. So we have, let's see, let me just look over the fast chat real quick. We have a question. If the Galactic Federation actually gets more in the light, can they also do the, you know, things like stop parallel lives and so forth?
Yes, that is a definite yes. Uh-huh. So we're just waiting here patiently. We've, in theory, been waiting, you know, 4,000 years for them to help us. You know, and so far, you know, as of right now today, there's very little being done. And what I'll just kind of explain that. Remember, you're here to experience love energy throughout everything. And so a part of that is the mind control that we're dealing with. And it's very sad that the Galactic Federation doesn't step in and actually stop the wars, you know, that are happening right now, and the famine and the awful weather conditions and the hurricanes and the tornadoes and people dying, you know, of hunger. I think I mentioned that in famine. Just everything that we're dealing with that is a negative experience. They could, if they choose to, much like ourselves, you know, get fully into their bodies. Remember, these are beings like ourselves, so to speak, okay? And they need to come into the light also. And but they're at a higher consciousness. They actually know better than what we do, okay? Because they're much more advanced, typically, in their technologies and also their spiritual growth patterns. So they do know, and, you know, what they're doing is just awful here with the ET abductions and everything else, and it's just very sad. But, yes, if they do choose to come into the light 100%, then this would be heaven on earth instantly. They have the technologies to clean our air, to clean the water, to take away all pollutions, make the weather perfect here like it probably was initially a long time ago. You know, it's their choice. And you know, we're just kind of waiting here in a sense, although we're just waiting for the universal shift to happen. But, you know, they could do this before the shift occurs. And remember, they're going through the same process that we are. You know, if they're only 20% of their bodies too, and they're full of entities, you know, as above, so below, you know, we can't expect much out of them. So this is kind of how I view this here. You know, it's what meets the pavement down here, you know. The old commercial on TV, where's the beef, you know. If they're not here, you know, then all you get is lip service. And a lot of the channels, you know, sound wonderful, but what's really happening? You know, when they stop the war, then I'll know that they're here. When they materialize, maybe some of their UFOs, physically up in the skies, you know, I'm talking about the 3D ones now, and they maybe can manifest a hologram of Jesus and Mother Mary and maybe Buddha, et cetera, up in the skies, and these things would tell everybody to drop their arms and to have peace. And they have the technology to do that, to change our world instantly. And like I said, as above, so below. And I don't get into governments at all, of what's happening with governments. Remember, they're also targets just like we are, these people. And so they're probably under more attack than what we are, because they're actually, you know, in a sense, you know, in charge of us. You know, so we have to go by the rules and regulations. So when they get their mind control patterns off of them too, then I'm sure they would change. I don't think anybody on this planet really wishes to kill someone else, but that's a whole other topic. So anyway, this is what I'm saying. It's when they're ready to, and if they will come into the light, then it'll be light here also, because there are spiritual overseers, our protectors from all these things that are happening here, and they can change it instantly. They have the technology to do this. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. We could do some more healings here, maybe for 10 minutes, and we can sign off, if that's okay with you.
Okay, well, I just want to, before we get too late and forget to mention, I'd like to mention a couple of things. One is that if you would like to do some parallel lives clearing work with Ron, he does do private sessions that actually clear up every single one of your parallel lives that you have now or have had during this whole lifetime from now back to conception. So that's something you can contact Ron about if you're interested in that. We also want to talk about the upcoming Ascension preparation, which is Saturday, October 13th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's an amazing four-hour healing session on the Creation Light Ship, and it's physical healing, Ascension preparation, and it's just also water activation. So it gives you a week's worth of water, 7 gallons of activated water for you specifically to help you with your healings and whatever you need. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity coming up a week from tomorrow. So put that on your calendar if you're interested in that. And also there are weekly conference calls, Mondays and Fridays, 1 hour in length on the Light Ship. So if you would like more healing work for yourself, then just contact Ron, and you can do that either by phone or by email. And the information for that is right on the BBS page, Creation Lightship page on BBS. So let's see, anything else you want to mention?
No, that's it. I'd say the most beneficial thing you can do is have your emotional years cleared. That way you can get more into your body with your spirit. And then the next thing is to go on the $20 conference calls Mondays and Fridays for 1 hour of time, and that's when you go to the Light Ship and the light beings work with you. So I think what we're going to do now is bring in some of the divine source energies. There's 12 of those, and we brought in the first three a little while back here. So we're going to bring in 4, 5, and 6 for everybody to experience. Now remember, you're made up of all of these 12 energies. Much like all the masters and everybody else out there, all these other conscious beings, just that, you know, being down here, we don't always recognize that. But our blueprint is, of our spirit, is of these 12 divine energies. So these are going to resonate with you. So we'll bring in energy number 4, and it'll come in through the light ship insignia. So here comes number 4 source energy. So we'll just bring it in here and just kind of watch this insignia. Again, it'll probably change vibrations instantly here. Yep, it just changed for me. And the colors now are becoming a little more transparent. And there's a lot more light coming off of this insignia right now. So it's being activated. You can blink your eyes once in a while here if you want to see the energies changing. Maybe blink them every 10 seconds, and we'll put on another song here for you to listen to, and again, request your healing. Remember, the light always sees you in the now, and every now you're perfect, whole and complete. This is what you're experiencing, so it's always good to reestablish where you are and to request a healing. in divine source energy, number 5. And so it'll come into your lightship insignia now. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. It only comes into your heart, not into the mind. So stay heart connected here, and you're going to feel this wonderful energy coming through. Divine source energy, number 6. So again, just kind of watch your screen here as it starts to get energized here. And here it comes. And you have a wonderful experience here. Remember, just open up your heart and allow these energies to come into you. You like to have M&M, so that means Melchizedek and Metatron. So we'll first bring in Archangel Melchizedek. So again, just kind of watch your lightship insignia. This is your first incarnation energy from the lightship, the original spirit energy here. And here's Melchizedek. Archangel Metatron here, and again, watch your monitor screen here, and each one is a different flavor of the divine, so they will be a little different here. Remember, you're made up of each one of these energies also here, so, and here we go, so open your heart up to experience this beautiful energy. Thank you. have a request also, like by Nima, he'd like to have the energy of baby Jesus, so we're bringing that energy here. So, again, just kind of sit back and relax. This will be the last energy of the evening here. And this is the pure essence of baby Jesus coming to us here. So, he'll come in through this lightship insignia. Beautiful. Here it comes. Tonight. So it's very peaceful where I am here. So I'd like to say goodnight to all of you and just enjoy these beautiful energies. The beautiful light being will also be activated for a little bit of time, maybe a half an hour more, along with the creation lightship insignia. So just request some healings and they'll bless your room for you. And again, we have our four-hour session a week from tomorrow. It's $60 for a four-hour lightship healing. You're on the lightship in physical body form, and they do 7 gallons of water for you for special healings throughout the week. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So we'll see you tomorrow, so I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, I just want to say thank you for all of you for being with us. And I know there were those of you on the fast chat tonight that we weren't able to either get to your healing request or your question. I'm sorry if we ran out of time for that, but please join us tomorrow at 9 p.m. and we will take up, try to get to anything that you put on there tomorrow. So until then, have a wonderful night. Enjoy these beautiful divine energies. Much peace and love to all of you. And good night.
So if anybody has seen on the lightship energies, maybe pictures of light beings or anything, if you wanted to send me the picture that you may have seen, or if you can draw one, that'd be wonderful. And the email would be healing@creationlightship.com. And I do enjoy getting emails, so I do appreciate those too. So thank you so much. And if you want to get on our email list, just sign up on the very bottom of this page here. Thank you, and blessings to all of you. Good night.
And we will be going to the lightship tomorrow on our program, so you can look forward to that. And I just noticed someone asking if these divine energies will bless our house or wherever we are. And yes, they will. So just enjoy that. And again, much love and peace to you all, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.